This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Yeah! And we are still pumped up and ready to roll. Now, before we get to the FBI, who isn't treating the shooting as domestic terrorism, we'll get to that. We are going to address something more important than the FBI, more important than life itself. We're going to address the world famous Jesse Kelly cheeseburger recipe. Now, for those of you just now tuning in, or maybe you're a new listener, I want you to understand something. Yes, I am an extremely flawed person. I'm not an intelligent man. I'm not educated. All these things are true, but I really do make the greatest cheeseburger ever, and I'm about to walk you through how to make it. You ready? Walk with me. Grocery store. We show up. Let's get to something that is, I don't want to say it's the most important part because it's not the most important part, but it is an important part, and it's critical you understand this, the bun. Longtime listeners will understand my passion for the bun. The bun, I am stunned at how often the bun is simply dismissed by people. Meaning this, I make cheeseburgers, my world-famous cheeseburgers, once a week, I would say. Once every couple weeks, often. Every single time I go to the grocery store to get the buns, I see people in the bun section reach in and just grab a pack of buns and throw it in the grocery cart. Just without a thought in the world, just grabbing any pack of buns they find. You have to finger the buns. You must take time. This is not some willy-nilly decision. The quality of your meal is hugely dependent on that bun being soft and just delicious. So you will stand there for at least a couple minutes and finger the buns until you find the perfect buns. You can't tell it by looking. You have to take your fingers and stick them in there. Then you'll find it. Once you find the buns, put the buns in, off we go to the seasoning aisle. You will need garlic powder, not garlic salt. I cannot stress this enough. You can over-salt this burger. Pause here real quickly. Remember, I make the greatest cheeseburger on earth because I dedicated myself when I got out of the Marines to making a great cheeseburger. I was in this huge cheeseburger obsession, and so I did trial and error for years. You're dealing with, let's see, I got out in 04. You're dealing with almost two decades of experience working on this recipe. All right, so just trust me. Back to the aisle. Garlic powder, not garlic salt. Garlic powder. Any kind of general seasoning you prefer. Nature's Own. Lowry seasoning. Any kind of general seasoning is fine. So garlic powder, general seasoning. And then, to the star of the show, this will probably be in the hot sauce aisle, Chipotle Tabasco sauce. Chipotle Tabasco sauce. Did I say any sauce you prefer? Did I say regular Tabasco sauce? Did I say Chipotle Cholula, even though I love Chipotle Cholula? No, I did not. I said Chipotle Tabasco sauce. Trust me on this one. Get that, put it in the cart. Off we go to the cheese aisle. Now, I know you think like I think. You think the cheese section of the grocery store is the greatest section in the grocery store, and you're not wrong about that. Obviously, this is our just little slice of paradise, the cheese section, and there are all these wonderful cheeses in your grocery store the same way there are in mine. Should I get the provolone? Should I get the Gouda? What about the shredded mozz? Everyone loves a good shredded mozz. We got a Mexican blend here. Oh, look, a four cheese, an Italian. Oh, look, well, I could get the fancy stuff, the pepper jack. And I love all of these cheeses. No. A good cheeseburger is made with American cheese. American cheese. It is the only one that melts appropriately, has that perfect flavor. Get the American cheese slices from your grocery store. Now, last and certainly not least is the burger. A burger needs to be fat, all right? So I know, ladies, I'm looking at you. I like the 93.7. No. You eat whatever kind of burger you want with the rest of your meals. For the Jesse Kelly burger, you get the fattiest burger you can find. Normally, that's 80-20. Here in the great state of Texas, you can get 73-27, and that's what I get. Just a big tub of lard. That will come back into play in a minute. I'm getting to that. Now, that was the final thing. You notice I said that was the final thing? I've said it a couple times now. Did I say, oh, then you need to go down to the produce section to get lettuce and tomato? Did you hear me say that? No, you didn't hear me say that. Why? Because I'm not telling you how to make a salad. Keep lettuce and tomato off of my burger. I'm teaching you how to make the greatest burger ever. You know what people get a burger for? The meat, the cheese, and the bun. Nobody in the history of mankind has ever bitten into a burger with tomato on it and said, wow, that tomato is terrific. Leave the lettuce and tomato alone. Go check out. Go home. Now, prep time. Get your burger out. I do mine in like a cookie sheet of some kind, but anything will work. I'm not picky about this. Put your burger down. Take it out of the package. Bloop. That's the sound it makes. Bloop. The burger falls. Then you take the garlic powder. Just dust the top of it with the garlic powder. Then you take the general seasoning, whatever kind you picked. Just dust the top of it with the general seasoning. Be careful. You can over-salt this burger. All right? Set that aside. Now, the Chipotle Tabasco. Open it up and start dumping. And dumping and dumping and dumping some more. I don't want to see little droplets of it on there. Start dousing it in that stuff. If you're a big weenie about the heat, that's fine. Remember, most of the heat, not all, but most of the heat will cook off. So don't stress about the heat, the hot sauce portion of it. That's really not what you're getting this for, but start dousing it. People ask me how much. I eyeball it. No matter what, I try to over Tabasco instead of under. But I generally, this is real rough, use about half a bottle of it per pound of meat. That's rough. That'll be a lot. That'll be plenty, but about half a bottle per pound of meat. Okay. Now you got all that there. Time to get your fingers dirty. Start mixing all that stuff up really, really, really good. All right. You're mixing it all up. Now you have to form your patties. Don't shirk your duties now. You've come this far. Don't screw it up at the end. You got a couple simple steps left. A burger patty should be as thin as you can possibly make it. A burger patty should be flat and thin. The best burgers you've ever had in the world are thin burgers. And if you're one of those dudes out there right now, oh, I like more meat, that's fine. Make a double. Believe me, you want the patty to be thin. Thin patties, thin patties, thin patties. Thin them out. Now, where are you going to cook this burger? I don't really care where you cook it, but it is critically important you do cook it on a flat top of some kind. If you have a griddle, like I now do, thank you, Silent Auction, use a griddle. If you want to do it in a frying pan, 99% of the Jesse Kelly burgers I've made in my life have been in a simple frying pan on the stove. You don't need anything fancy. Oh, I like to grill mine. Why? Grill something else. A burger needs to cook in its own fat. Those juices don't need to be dripping through the grates. You're basically going to be deep frying the burger in its own fat. Not deep frying, but you know what I mean. It needs to fry in its own fat. If you want to make it on a grill, take a frying pan to the grill and put the frying pan on the grill. It has to cook in a flat top. Final piece of advice. Well, final couple things. One, my burgers are made one at a time. One at a time. everyone should be treasured and treated as if it's your own child, because it's as important as your own child. Treat it as if it's its own child. It deserves the personal attention. You don't throw eight of them on at a time. You make them one at a time. No matter how many I'm making, I make them one at a time. I always save mine to last because the last one is the best one because there's the most fat left in the pan. But anyway, one at a time. Sizzle, flip. The second you flip, I put at least two slices of American cheese on mine. Flip, cheese goes right on because that cheese needs to be super, super melty. When you pull it off, drop it right on the bun, cap it, eat it. Did I say put ketchup on it? Or mayonnaise or mustard or whatever you're thinking? Did I say that? No, I didn't. Do you think I forgot a step? I did not. My burger is so good it needs nothing. Nothing. That's all it needs. And I have independent testimony and a lot of it that is the case. I didn't think I was going to like it. I always get ketchup. You don't need it for my burger. Congratulations. Enjoy the greatest cheeseburgers in the history of mankind. Now let us discuss the Cheka. Oh, I'm sorry. They don't go by that anymore. Let us discuss the FBI and domestic terrorism. Before we get to that, you know what, Chris? We are partnered with My Patriot Supply on the show. Do you think they could come up with a My Patriot Supply version of the world-famous Jesse Kelly burger and include it in their emergency three-month food kit? Because I realize, look, your family's not going to starve to death, and the My Patriot Supply stuff is already delicious. All that stuff has been decided. Why shouldn't you have a little treat mixed in there? Maybe just once a month. Hey, I know the grocery store closed and we're under attack by China and everything sucks right now. You know what would make that better? You know what makes the apocalypse better? A Jesse Kelly burger. Anyway, My Patriot Supply, get a hold of me. We'll talk about it. In the meantime, they have emergency three-month food kits, $200 off. $200 off per kit. You see what's happening in the world. Might want to get that right about now. MyPatriotSupply.com. Everyone in your home needs one. $200 off per kit. MyPatriotSupply.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Headline from The Daily Wire, FBI isn't treating the Nashville shooting as domestic terrorism. Keep in mind, we just had a, quote, trans day of vengeance right around this time. The FBI came out and said, if this was terrorism, we would have federal jurisdiction. Given that Nashville Metro is leading the investigation, I think you can take a lot from that. She was asked, by the way, if they're monitoring trans activists as a source for maybe domestic terrorism. The FBI spokeswoman said, no. No, I don't need to dwell on this because you already know the truth. We talk about it all the time on the show. There's no need to belabor the point and beat you or me over the face with it. But this is not an organization that can continue to exist in any form. And I can't tell you how pathetic I find most of the right, politicians, pundits alike, who constantly talk about the great men and women of the FBI. Are there great men and women in there? Oh, I'm sure there are. We've already had whistleblowers come forward, wonderful people come forward. But if I've used this example before. If I'm the CEO of McDonald's and I'm a world-class piece of trash, I want to put poison in all the cheeseburgers, and the whole board of McDonald's is with me. Hey, let's put poison in all the cheeseburgers. And all the managers across the nation, all the managers of each and every branch, they're with us. Yeah, let's put poison in all the cheeseburgers. But I've got some great cashiers mixed in there. Am I a great organization, or am I an organization that needs to go away quickly? Because you have a handful of decent FBI agents doesn't make the agency worth continuing. It cannot continue. It is now an intelligence organization. It is a secret state police organization in the same vein as all the other horrible ones. They work exclusively for Democrats, running cover for people like Hunter Biden so Joe Biden can win elections, running cover for people like Hillary Clinton, and then raiding Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago in their spare time. while tracking down January 6 grandmas who happened to be sauntering by the Capitol grounds that day. No, they're not looking into this radical trans activism that's clearly violent and clearly murderous. Why? Because they're too busy looking into you. They're too busy looking into school board moms who got angry that second grade teachers want to teach their kids they're gay. The FBI's got a priority list, and trans people who go around murdering others are way, way down on that list. That's simply a fact. So we don't need to take forever on this. Let's get to some emails. Gosh. Food expert Jesse, you talked with Chris about how the half-cooked tortillas is what, Chris? You're just mad because you don't habla like I do.
Buenas tardes.
About the half-cooked tortillas from the grocery store and how they're the best. You've apparently never made homemade tortillas. They require only flour, salt, baking powder, hot water, and either coconut oil or butter. The time they take is inconsequential compared to the fresh taste of homemade. Chris, are tortillas kosher? Can you people eat tortillas? You can't? Well, I didn't know. How am I supposed to know? Anyway, take it one step further, and you can cut your tortillas into wedges. Drizzle with oil, sprinkle with salt and pepper, and bake for the most delicious homemade tortilla chips. We took these gems to a party, and everyone wanted to know where we bought them. They take a bit of practice, but totally worth the time. Chris, remind me, I need to bring this home to the wife. I'm not going to be doing any of that. But look, Chris, what? What? That's... She's here for that, Chris. Honestly, she's here for that. What? Hey, seagoing bellhop. You know, that's not nice. That's not nice. Last Friday, you had a caller ask about good history podcasts. I listened to a very good history podcast, Our American Stories. It covers American stories about Americans, some well-known, but also some not so well-known, sponsored by Hillsdale College, which is a conservative college. You or one of your staff may want to listen to a couple episodes. Fair Winds and Following Seas, A Retired Squid. How about that? All right, so it's called Our American Stories. I didn't know about that. I need to prep everybody, though, because everyone keeps asking me, I need a good history podcast. And I gave out some recommendations on Friday. You got to go download Friday's show if you want to hear all that. I gave some recommendations for it. I should prep you for something. I'm a history nerd to the max. So there are history podcasts, even ones that I recommended that I enjoy, that you might not enjoy. That's not an insult to you. That's an insult to me. I can suffer through the more boring ones because I'm just sucking up the information and I'm picturing things in my mind and I'm picturing how I would tell the story. But a lot of these, I'm not saying these are this way. I haven't heard any of these. A lot of them are really, really, really boring because people who love history seem to, 99% of them seem to have no idea how to tell stories, which blows me away because history is stories, right? So they don't put you in the story. They don't make you feel it. You get the General Johnson on April 19th, then took his four divisions, and he met up with General Wainwright on April 30th, and then they moved north, and you're, oh my gosh, you're murdering me. I can listen to that. Most people struggle with that, and even I struggle with it. I'll find myself trailing off, but I love the subject so much. I like just kind of sucking up knowledge to it. But anyway, let's move on, Chris. Let's move on because... General Milley, he admitted something today that's probably not good. And we forgot to make fun of Deb Haaland some more. That's fun. The Interior Secretary? Yeah, well, hold on that. We'll make fun of Deb Haaland, then we'll get to Milley, and we have other things to do.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Before we do those things, let's get faster and deadlier with our weapons. faster and deadlier, faster and deadlier. And let's enjoy our time with friends and family. You know how much fun Mantis X is to do with your children, with your wife, with your husband, parents? Pull it out at a party and have a competition with Mantis X. You dry fire practice with it. It attaches to your weapon and you dry fire train in your home. And it keeps score for you, and it keeps track of your score, and you'll watch yourself improve. You spend 1 month with Mantis X and then go back to the range, you will be floored at how good you are. Go to MantisX.com and get one today, all right? MantisX.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Do you hear New York Times' Mara Gray? She's a peach.
When did it become popular to overthrow the American government?
Right.
When did that become acceptable? I mean, Waco growing up was synonymous with, you know, not just insurrectionists, but crazy town. Mm-hmm. And of course.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'll let her start over again. Waco was full of insurrectionists? Do you think this person who writes for the New York Times, do you think she knows anything about Waco at all? I mean, yeah, it's a weird call, creepy, but insurrectionists, they just wanted to be left alone. Insurrectionists, these people, I don't know that they can read. Anyway, I'll let her continue.
When did it become popular to overthrow the American government?
Right.
When did that become acceptable? I mean, Waco growing up was synonymous with, you know, not just insurrectionists, but crazy town. Mm-hmm. And of course, rapist. So I don't understand how that has been kind of remade into something to aspire to. But I have to say,
just want to remind everyone, I'm sorry, I'll let her finish again. I want to remind everyone that the local sheriff told the ATF, told the FBI that he could just go arrest David Koresh and it wouldn't be any problem at all. And they refused and ended up burning a bunch of kids to death.
Back to, you know, we were talking about critical race theory, yeah, and the nonsense around that. Part of this is the anti-historical nature of our politics, mm-hmm, which is
the person who just said the cult, the Branch Davidian cult, were insurrectionists. She's accusing other people of being anti-historical.
You know, if Americans really understand history as it happened, I don't think we'd be sitting here like this right now. But yet we're having to, you know, talk about explaining to the American people why it is that we don't want another Waco.
We are opposing some of the dumbest people on the planet. I take heart in that. Again, between her and Sonny.
And so as a woman of color with a 6'2" black kid in college and a 5'7", 5'8" black kid in high school, I don't see that part of American exceptionalism. I'm sorry. No. I think this country has a lot of problems that could be solved. Yes, maybe they're putting Muslims in jail in Afghanistan, I think you mentioned,
China,
and China. They're putting a lot of more black people in jail
here. Can I ask?
Don't you love the instinct right off the bat? Yeah, they're putting Muslims in jail in Afghanistan, the country where they're all Muslim. There was one Jew in the whole country, and I don't think anybody's heard from him since the Taliban took over. They're all Muslim. Anyway, you thought that was the dumbest thing you've heard all day, but I've got a treat for you. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, well, here she is.
Do you think it is better for our country to get oil and gas from federal lands in this country with our environmental standards, or is it better to get it from places like Venezuela, Middle East, and other places with vastly inferior environmental standards?
Senator, what I can say is that President Biden is dedicated and committed to making sure that we have an energy independent nation.
Well, but the response to my question, where would you prefer to get that oil and gas?
Our, as I mentioned many times, the oil production in this country is up on federal lands. We are doing, we're moving those permits through. We're doing our jobs, and I appreciate the question.
I love this lady. Remember she did that all night on the sound we kept playing for you? Every time she looked like a moron, she goes, I appreciate that. He's all, wait, what? But no, I just asked you that, and I appreciate that. It's like Joe Biden. What if this catches on? This is going to be hugely entertaining for radio. Remember the Joe Biden thing that we love so much here on the show, President Poopy Pants? How we regularly will offer up an explanation that's no explanation at all, but he acts like it's the definitive explanation and that well, the matter is pretty much settled. Remember when he was asked on the campaign trail, he kept getting asked about Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's business dealings. And his only answer was always, well, who said he did anything wrong? Nobody said he did anything wrong. And the reporter was always half confused as if, hold on, I just said that. Everyone's saying that. What do you mean? Well, no one said he did anything wrong. It's something. I'm going to start this, Chris. I'm going to start just spitting out random things whenever I get in trouble for stuff that have nothing to do with it and act like it's over. Jesse, hey, man, corporate wants to talk to you. You said something offensive last night. Well, yeah, well, it's cloudy today. It's just something random. Jesse, simple question. Second time. Ooh, where's Selena Zito? I miss her insight for what is happening in the countryside. Where is she? I'm sure she's still around. I love Selena. You know what, Chris? We will have Selena Zito on. Maybe we'll have her on tomorrow. I'll reach out to Selena. Here's the problem. I'm selfish, and I don't like to have guests on. I don't like to have phone calls. You know, I don't hardly ever do them. I don't hardly ever do guests. I don't do hardly ever do calls. I believe that people tune in, as weird as this is, to hear me. Now, but guests are good. I've had good ones on in the past, and we will have more on in the future. But I really like to just rely on me. Going to tell my wife we need to shoot guns this weekend to get her re-familiarized with home defense weapons we have. That's what I'm talking about. Remember, practice. It's a good weekend for it. It's been a heavy week, a down week. We're feeling down about things. It's a good week to step up, all right? Because we're seeing real indicators.
We're seeing real indicators, that we're turning the tide here.
Yeah, things are going well. Here's MSNBC.
More people, as you were saying earlier in the broadcast, more people go buy guns. Yeah. More people then acquire the kind of ideology of wanting to protect their guns. And then more people see big problems in their lives that government can't solve and get demoralized about government, which helps this extremist right ideology. And it is sickening to watch them try to claim the idea of freedom. The freedom to remain alive or have my kids remain alive kind of comes first. Yeah, look at those little kids.
They talk about a freedom that they've made up in their own twisted
Correct.
Heads.
Listen to how these people discuss freedom. Remember how often we've talked about that on this show, about how that's part of the reason we're in so much trouble, that the leaders of the West, while they've always been flawed and you could even argue bad people, but the leaders of the West forever, Democrat and Republican and other nations as well, leaders of the West forever saw themselves as the defenders of freedom, as the vanguards of freedom. You know, that's why we call the president, what do we call him? Leader of the free world. It's what we call him all the time. It's how they always saw themselves. The other parts of the world, the darker parts of the world, people don't have freedom, and that sucks. We do have freedom, and we're going to not only defend it, we're going to spread it all over the planet. Freedom. And now they can't help themselves. You have people from the highest levels, from Joe Biden to these idiots on cable TV. They talk about your freedoms with such disdain. Remember that Schwarzenegger clip we've played for you 1,000 times? Screw your freedom. The president of the United States of America goes on television all the time and says, no amendments absolute. No, you're not allowed this. These people, they really do despise you. And they really do despise your freedoms. They think your freedoms are what's holding back the planet. They think the biggest enemy are the people who love freedom within their own nations. We used to be a nation where we saw the greatest enemy as the Soviet Union or something like that. But now, they think it's us. That's something, isn't it? All right, Millie and this D.C. attorney. And Durham, where's he been? Got headlines and some more stuff. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I forgot to play this lovely little tidbit from Peter Schiff.
They have created another financial crisis, which is something I've been warning about for years. And, you know, the media is reluctant to call this a financial crisis. They keep saying it's a banking crisis. The financial crisis of 2008 was a banking crisis. Nobody wants to say what it is because they don't want to invoke memories and comparisons to 2008. But this is a sequel to 2008. And like all sequels, this one's going to be worse.
That doesn't sound good. That sounds pretty bad. All right, let's get to a couple more emails and we'll get to Millie and then headlines. We're checking out of here. The subject of this one is Never Trumpers versus Forever Trumpers. I view both of them as insane, he says, but the Never Trumpers will continue to be communists and find their next boogeyman, whether Heavy D or someone else. I'm curious how you think this ends for Forever Trumpers. I think that people get really, really hard. People who are out on Trump for whatever reason, one reason or another, I think that people get really, really hard on Trump supporters unnecessarily, as if they're just a bunch of brain-dead rubes who don't know what they're doing. Donald Trump and the America First movement spoke to people who had been neglected and just treated with nothing but scorn by the regular GOP forever. And let's do keep this in mind for you people who hate his guts and never vote for him again. And I'm not on his team. I'm not trying to convince you otherwise. I'm simply reminding you, many people saw significant improvements in their life under Donald Trump's presidency. They did. And I'll tell you, when you point out bad things about Trump or things you don't like about Trump, and you know I'm happy to do that. I do it all the time. I'm not worried about it. Like I said, I'm not on his team, not on DeSantis' team. I don't care about either of them. But when you point out bad things or things you don't like about Trump, and I've seen a lot of this, you end up taking something you don't like about Trump and you put it on his supporters, and then you call them names like cultists and brain dead and things like that. Let's do remember that these are not a bunch of brain dead moron rubes. People support Trump, many of them, almost all of them. They have things they're not thrilled about either. They know. Did you know that most Trump fans, almost all of them, they think he goes too far with the nicknames sometimes, which is weird because I have no problem with the nicknames at all. But they'll cringe a little bit when they see him calling Stormy Daniels horse face because they know that that probably doesn't land that great with the whole suburban mom contingent. But they'll move past it. You move past things for people you like. I think these people that are hardcore Trump fans, the most hardcore, when Trump is gone, whether that's after the primary or after the general or after the next 4 years of his presidency, that, look, no matter what, there's a shelf life on it, right? No matter what, we're a little more than 5 years away from Trump being gone. That's the maximum on it. They will stay active. They will remain patriots who care about their country. Even when I despised Donald Trump during the first primary, when I was a Ted Cruz guy and I couldn't stand Donald Trump, even then, I never became a Never Trumper, and I never liked how people talked, especially in the media, how people talked about people who supported Trump. I've encouraged people, and I'm encouraging you right now, even if you're not a Trump fan, if you're a person out there who feels lonely or you feel surrounded, go to a Trump rally when he comes to your state. I'm not saying you got to wear your MAGA hat if you hate him. I don't care about that. Those are salt to the earth, wonderful people. Those people are going to be just fine when Trump's gone. Just fine. General Milley admits U.S. oversight of weapons going to Ukraine is, quote, not as rigorous as you might think. Well, that's a problem because I already think it's pretty bad. And seeing as how that was the black market for weapons before the whole Russia-Ukraine dust-up, and we now regularly send them our best equipment, that's probably not good, I would say. We got some hard times coming in this country. We'll be ready. We're on chalk. I'm on chalk. You're on chalk. We're ready. You know what makes you feel ready? 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You'll be feeling ready. Ladies, that afternoon cup of coffee. I'm not saying you have to stop taking it. Stop taking it. It sounds like you're taking drugs. I'm not saying you have to stop drinking it. You won't need it anymore. The difference you feel years younger when you start getting these natural herbal supplements in your body and getting your body where it's supposed to be. Years younger. I had 60-some-year-old men email the show and tell me they're bursting with energy like they haven't had since their 30s. Chalk.com. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Get a subscription because times are tough and you don't want to pay full price like a chump. If it doesn't work, give it 3 months. If it doesn't work, you cancel it. It will work. Trust me. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
D.C. U.S. attorney declined to prosecute 67% of those arrested. Here's why. It's not complicated. Here's why. He's a communist. He was elected to turn violent criminals loose so they would murder more people on the streets of D.C., causing more mayhem. All this is done intentionally. He's there to prosecute January 6 meemaws for sauntering through the Capitol for 5 minutes. He's already gone after 1,000. He's announced he's going after 1,000 more. If you happen to cut someone's head off in D.C., you'd probably be out on bail for $50. Attorney General expects Durham report relatively soon. I almost forgot John Durham exists. Well, we'll probably get that Durham report right about the time Biden wins his second term. Suspect arrested after staffer for Senator Rand Paul is stabbed in D.C. I actually found out today this guy who stabbed Rand Paul's staffer. You know why he was out of prison? That First Step Act that Trump passed. Oh, that's kind of thing that's going to come back to bite him. I'm not blaming the guy, but trust me, his primary candidates are going to use that. That's oof. Meatball from long extinct mammoth is created by a food firm. I just trying to walk through the thinking of finding an extinct animal, and the first thing you do is make meatballs from it? Had to be an Italian that found him. The UN Security Council did not adopt a Russian Federation resolution on the Nord Stream investigation. Well, yeah, the UN doesn't generally put out resolutions condemning the CIA. Yellen confirms $4.7 trillion in new taxes under the Biden budget. Still kind of amazing that these people have spent us all into bankruptcy and their solution to that problem is to bloodsuck $4.7 trillion more dollars from us. China on a, quote, disturbing path to eclipse the U.S. military by the mid-century, Millie warns. Aren't these the same Chinese that Millie called not a threat to us? Seems like it was only yesterday when Millie said it wasn't a threat. Anyway, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, all are welcome. We'll be back tomorrow to have some more fun, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.